Beloved of God, it's Concert Friday here at the God Minute, where we allow music to lead us in prayer. You know, this week we've been talking about zeal in connection with the Vincentian community. According to the dictionary, zeal is great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Well, that would certainly fit, but I love the way zeal is described by St. Vincent de Paul. You see, zeal is a fundamental virtue in the life of the Vincentian community. And actually, it should be for any believing person trying to follow the will of God and accomplish the work of the gospel. Zeal gives a distinctive touch to a person who is in love with God and who desires that other people know, love, and serve God. St. Vincent de Paul once stated, "If love of God is a fire, zeal is its flame. If love is a sun, zeal is its ray." Such an image invokes the idea of a love that burns with compassion for one's neighbor and motivates us to serve. Vincent saw zeal as a spreading fire that attracts others to its light. Robert Maloney, who is a Vincentian, wrote, "A love that is on fire will seek to communicate itself to others. It will seek to draw others into the same wonderful mission that it is carrying out." As a people of faith, we're being called to use our gifts, whatever those are, our talents, whatever those are, and to use them with enthusiasm, with energy, with passion, in order to make God known in our world. How are we doing with that? We have been entrusted with the hands and the feet of Jesus. Now we need to inflame our hearts to accomplish His will, to do as He's called us to. And if that means that you're 85 years old and sitting in a chair and all you can do is pray for our world, then pray for it. If it means that you're financially well off and you can help those who are less fortunate, then do it. If it means that you're a student and you're still learning, then help others who are learning. Give your time, give your talent, give your knowledge to somebody else who's struggling. If you're a person with anxiety or depression or some kind of struggle, it's okay. Share it with somebody else. You might find that they are struggling with the same thing. And if you've been to a recovery program or been to a retreat and you think that your experience can help somebody else, share it with them. And if you see a poor person on the street, I know we all struggle and go, "I don't know if I should give them anything." You know what? Say a prayer. Say hello. Tell them that you're thinking about them. Tell them that you're praying for them. We're being asked by this beautiful saint and have taken the time this whole month to be able to better understand our role as Christians. And it starts by grasping the heart of Christ and running to the streets to announce the gospel, not just by what we say, but by what we do and who we are. So today, I went in search once again for something that would be appropriate, some piece of music that would help us understand zeal and what it meant for us as a people of faith. And I came across this song called Zeal. And it says, "If there's one thing I'm asking, one thing I'm needing, a moment that's passing is not what I'm seeking. Like it's the air I'm breathing, I want your presence, feet on the earth, heart full of heaven. Zeal for you completely consumes me. I can't get enough of you. Your fire burning right through me." Isn't that beautiful? Those are great words. The song Zeal is from The Belonging Company, and it debuted their worship album called All the Earth. And it's obviously available on our site, but I think it's a beautiful song which captures the real message and the meaning of zeal. As St. Vincent de Paul once wrote, "Let us love God, but let it be with the strength of arms and the sweat of our brows." Indeed, we cannot get enough of God, and we pray that He's with us throughout this day and bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Father Ron put together a quick video explaining the Give 5 charity event that we're doing for over the next couple of days in anticipation of the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul. He's asking all of us to give $5, $5, just $5 each, so that we can pay the $10,000 that the three schools in Kenya are short for them to have electricity in their classroom. Go to thegodminute.org. It'll explain it all about Give 5. Give 5. That's what we're calling this charity event. And as an extra bonus, your name will be placed on the altar for the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul, for that Mass that we're being offered, and you'll be remembered at that time. So let's all give just our $5 to help make a difference in the three schools that we have built in Kenya. Okay, take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.